This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We come to the 29th juz of the Quran, and we start with Surah Mulk, Surah number 67. And this surah, if anybody reads this surah every single night, inshallah bi'idhnillah, when they get to the afterlife, there will be no punishment of the grave for the person who recites this surah. This surah tells us about us thinking of what Allah has done for us when we don't even realize it. That He has given this earth, He has given the sky above us, He's keeping everything intact for us, He's told us to use His gifts and His ni'mah. And those people who will come on the Day of Judgment, who will not actually believe in this, they will be told that because you had the chance at that time, you failed because of that chance. It's got nothing to do with blaming anyone else on the Day of Judgment. And Allah tells us that if He was to take these gifts away, He could do so. But He's not going to do that. Why? Because He's the Rahman. And that's mentioned towards the end of the surah. We come to Surah Qalam, which is Surah number 68. Now this surah is about, and it captures a story where you had this father who had these sons, and these sons, the father used to make sure that every time he had this whole part of trees of fruits, these fruits he used to give them to the poor people first. About 10% of it he used to give to the poor people, and then he used to distribute the rest or make business from the rest of the fruits. His sons, when their father passed away, they were not interested in that. They wanted to get the fruits and have it for themselves. So they rushed to that without giving the sadaqah for the poor people. And in the end, Allah actually destroyed the whole field by just one fire. All of it was destroyed. And then they regretted that they didn't follow the orders of their father. And what this tells us is that the little that we give in terms of sadaqah or to people back, that gets us a long way ahead. And Allah tells us on the Day of Judgment, there will be people who will come because they never did sujood, they never bowed down to Allah on this earth, they will not be able to bow down to Allah on the Day of Judgment. This is ayah number 42. Allah tells us that there will be certain people who come and they will think that they can just do something on the Day of Judgment and make it. If they haven't been with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam beforehand, and with the message, they will not be able to do that. Now, we then come to Surah 69, Surah Haqqah. And what this surah depicts for us, after telling us about how Aad and Thamud were destroyed and how the people of Nuh and so on, it brings us to the Day of Judgment where the books are given out. And Allah tells us that the people who receive the book in their right hand, this is ayah number 19, 20 and so on, they will cry unto others to come. They will still scream out and shout out of joy and tell people to come and read their books and say that we knew this was going to be our consequence. They will be in Jannah. They will have a lot of trees with their branches lowered down towards them. And Allah will tell them to eat and drink without any worry in Jannah. As for those people who receive the books in their left hand, they will regret it. They will say that they will wish death came and took them there and then. They will wish that they never saw these book of deeds on that day. They will be thrown in hellfire. They will have chains of 70 feet long, chains wrapped around them of fire and dragged into hellfire. They will have no friends on that day. And this is the consequence that we should think about for, you know, on the Day of Judgment, and do our best on this earth to make sure that we receive the book in our right hand and not in our left hand. Come to Surah Ma'arij, Surah number 70. And Surah 70 talks about the long Day of Judgment where people are, you know, denying this, but Allah says it will come very soon. Very soon it will hit people. And then He tells us that human being is very, very selfish. When he gets something, he's overjoyed. When he doesn't, then he starts complaining. This is all around ayah 20, 21. He says, except for these people, except for these humans, the humans that pray, the humans that continuously offer their salah, the humans that recognize a portion of their wealth should go to the poor people, the humans that believe in the Day of Judgment, the humans that are fearful of Allah's punishment on that day, the humans that protect their private parts, ayah number 29, the humans that keep their promises, ayah number 32, the humans that don't give false witnesses, and the humans that continues to guard their prayers, these are the people Allah says they will be in Jannah. They will also be in the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And others who haven't made it with these qualities would not be able to join the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even though they will come from the right and the left of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to join him under the arsh of Allah. On that day, they will not be able to join him. We come to Surah Nuh, Surah number 71. And this surah is one long dua of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, making to Allah and telling Allah what happened with his people when they didn't believe. And finally he asks Allah to destroy his people. And the beautiful thing about this surah is that it teaches us that just as you would sit with a friend to tell him about or tell her about your problems, we should really turn to Allah and just talk to Allah in the same way. Just let all that tension off to Allah in a dua. And that's what Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam did. We come to Surah number 72, Surah Jinn. And this is a long surah about the jinns who came to Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam. They heard his recitation, they went back and told their people, they came back and they had a whole conversation which is recorded in the Quran, that they admit to the faults that they did in the past, and they found this guidance, they accepted this guidance of this Quran. And Allah Azza wa Jal towards the end of the surah tells us that, you know, there will be people who have the true faith in Allah. And once those people have the true faith in Allah, they connect themselves, one in their heart with Allah, and second is with the masjids. And this is mentioned in the middle of the surah, that this masjid and these masajid have been created so that we don't see and we don't recognize any other authority except for Allah Azza wa Jal, where we have our true faith. And they are the people who will have salvation in the end. Surah Muzzammil we come to, and this surah really connects us with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his nightly prayers to Allah, where he used to stand up, he used to recite slowly to Allah in rhythmic fashion, and he used to soothe him, he used to also help him be very stable in the mission that he has, and that's his nightly connection. Surah Muddathir, Surah number 74, talks about his daytime connection with his ummah, where he used to give da'wah to people, and how he did that was because he had that faith. You know, the surah before that tells us his connection in the night, and then his daytime used to be busy in calling people towards the right path. Now, one interesting ayah here is that the people of hellfire, I mean, there's Jannah that is described here as well. Heaven, Jannah is described, and they are the people who are rejoicing. But at the same time, the people of hell are asked a question: what led you to hellfire? This is ayah number 42. And the answer they give is, لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. We never used to be those people who used to offer their salah or their prayers in this world. This is ayah number 43. And it's a stark warning against those people who don't offer their salah. We come to Surah Qiyamah, Surah number 75, that tells us about the Day of Judgment, how Allah will break up the sun, the moon, bring about the Day of Judgment. And at that time, he says, man can try and bring as many excuses as he wants, but he knows himself what he has done on this earth. And this is ayah number 14 and 15. So it then tells us that there will be certain faces that will be beaming with delight on that day, ayah number 22, 23, and some of them that will be very sad. And it tells us about the fact that people at the deathbed, even if a doctor was to come to you and try to, help you overcome the situation, there's no escaping death. Surah Dahr or Surah Insan, two names, different names he has. Surah number 76 follows. And this tells us that, human being, what were you before you came onto this earth? You were nothing, you were not even known. And it tells us a lot about Jannah, a lot about the Jannah, and the fact that people who give to the poor people, Allah will make them not fear on the Day of Judgment. They will have loads of delight and happiness. Ayah number 11, they will be rejoicing, reclining on cushions. They will be in Jannah, where they will be not too hot, not too cold. They will have wonderful blessings of shades, where they will rejoice. They will have people around them, servants that will serve them all the time, with different dishes coming all the time. This is ayah number 18, 19. And some of these drinks, salsabila, zanjabila, Allah will create beautiful drinks for them. And they will have all of this. Why? Because of the fact that there were human beings here who worshipped and who did the right thing on this earth. And finally come to Surah Mursalat. Now Surah Mursalat is kind of the opposite of Surah Dahar or Surah Insan, which tells us about the catastrophe of the Day of Judgment. And it tells us that, look, your people who been given all these gifts. You've been given water. You've been given the land. You've been given many generations and people around you, and you're supposed to ponder and think about the consequences of all of this. And again, the repetition in this surah is وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Those people who deny this message, they will have a punishment on the Day of Judgment. So it comes towards the end where Allah talks about, like, on the Day of Judgment, He says, well, why aren't these people speaking? Why don't they have an argument on the Day of Judgment? Why don't they express themselves? Why don't they start to plot on the Day of Judgment like they were doing in the world? And He talks about a bit about the people who will rejoice and be in Jannah. And finally, Allah says that the people who never used to do rukur in this world, they will not be able to bow down to Allah on the Day of Judgment. And He finishes off by saying, فَبِأَيَّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Which other message after this will you believe in? And that's the end of the Juz.
ذكر علم ونور الحاملات سنا ونور والرسمات هنا سرور يا حلوى تلك السنين.